Willie Jackson joins us, the Minister for Māori Development. Tēnā koe, Willie.
Morena, bro.
Morena. Thanks very much. I noticed that you said that, when you were talking with Miki Ngārangi Forbes, that Kitty's demise is one of the saddest things that you've seen in your political career. How can we protect our Māori ministers, particularly our wahine Māori, more in Parliament, Willie?
Don't know the answer to that at all. Parliament is a confrontational place. Always been that. Always will be that. To be fair to our Māori ministers, Māori women ministers, they handle themselves pretty well. You know, they handle themselves pretty well. But you can't legislate some of the rubbish that they get hit with, particularly from the outside, Dale, and some of the hate mail that comes in. I mean, I get it. I've been getting it for years, but I don't know if I can compare to what some of our women MPs get. So I don't know if you can legislate for the hate stuff that comes in. So that's a good question. I think that when our Māori are in there, or women are in there, that they it's important they form good relationships, friendships within the party. I know that a number of our women have been able to do that. They've been able to work closely, as a Māori caucus, we're close. So, you know, relationships and getting are really important, and keeping yourself busy and staying in touch with your whānau. But, it's a big question in terms of going forward, and I'm not sure if I've got the answers, because Parliament is a very challenging place right now.
Tēnā koe. Look, we hear that Sirawinia Higgins' tenure as our Māori Language Commissioner is coming to an end. When might we learn who will replace her, Willie J? How far away is the announcement of a new Māori Language Commissioner?
I'm announcing a new Māori Language Commissioner in a couple of weeks, but that's not to replace Rawinia Higgins. She hasn't. I know that she is looking at her future, but I'm not sure when she's actually. I don't think she's made her final decision yet. I spoke with her a little while ago, but I'm not sure that's on the cards in the immediate future anyway, in terms of her future. But she's been a terrific commissioner, and I've enjoyed working with her and watching her mahi.
Tēnā koe, it's World Indigenous Peoples Day, and it seems that race is going to be a very significant feature of this run-up to October the 14th. We've got political parties wanting to reassess the treaty, what it implies, the principles of, etc. And also with the hammering that your political opponents are directing towards, for instance, Taka Whaiora, suggests that the race card is going to be a significant issue leading up to October. How up for that are you? Because it will challenge hard-fought gains in the treaty space that our people have been involved in for many decades. Haho whakaro.
Yeah, well, that's something I've had to face, for years now. You know, I think that we've always been used by the opposition parties. It's just going to be ramped up this year. It's going to be ramped up over the next two or three months. And so you see the sad attacks constantly from the opposition about Taka Whaiora. And so we just have to be ready for that. We'll be reminding people about how important these initiatives and projects are, and we'll get on with the business. But we shouldn't be surprised by what we're being hit with right now. But we've been hit with regularly over the last few years, you know, at different times. Māori are always singled out because, it's always looks like quick runs on the board for the opposition on that. You know?
We've been talking about access to legal aid. We know that the courts are struggling with some mums actually having to defend themselves against abusers in, for instance, family court because they can't afford a lawyer but earn too much for legal aid. The system isn't working. What's the government looking at to improve how our courts are run in this regard?
Well, I'm sorry. So the question is what, Dale?
How might we streamline the process here? Because it seems that many whānau, having spoken recently with those who understand the legal aid system better, are forced to sort of represent themselves because of the costs being out of reach for them in the court setting.
Yeah. Well, that's something that our Minister of Justice worked on and has always been a constant constraint for whānau, Dale, hasn't it? You know, so you know, that is a kōrero that our Jenny Anderson's going through, Kiri Tapuala went through, and it's a kōrero that's continuing because it's a constant a strain and pressure on whānau, so it's acknowledged and it's part of what we talk about all the time. We haven't, you know, like other constraints, huge, of course, and we acknowledge that and we try and work with that, and then it's what the Justice Minister does.
As Broadcasting Minister, I note that you've been putting forward the case to force big tech companies to cut deals with news media to pay for their journalism. This does make sense. How will it improve the quality of journalism in our country? And obviously we have an overlay with an Indigenous lens. But this work that you've been involved in with the big tech companies, where are we at with it?
That's being introduced into Parliament next week, Dale. So it's important to put legislation in place so that these companies pay their way, basically. Because what you've had over the last year or the last couple of years is that these companies just take the news, right? They just take the news and don't pay for it. Whether it's Wāti News, whoever's news, put them on their sites, and our people right across the country. When I say our people, I'm not talking just Māori. I'm talking about our media people, the news outlets like the Greymouth Star, the Northland Times, whatever. These media outlets get no recompense for their news, and so this is about bringing the big digital companies to the table and say, hey, you negotiate with these news outlets before you use their news, because they should get some compensation. And so our digital fair pay, our bargaining bill is incredibly important for the little person, for the little guy, but also for the heralds and others, but also for the little guy who does not have bargaining power, Dale. You know, and this is working really well in Australia at the moment. So we'll set up a tribunal. The Broadcasting Standards Authority will oversee that. That will ensure that the parties come to the table. And if the parties refuse, if the digital company refuses to come to the table, then they'll be fined accordingly. You know, there'll be fines, and so this is such a great opportunity for the industry, because we've had to put the journalism fund in place, $55 million over the last few years. And we've got huge criticism for that. But this way, the digital companies, if they pay appropriately, it might cost them $40 or $50 million. Big deal, you know. Is that a huge amount of money? Google made $850 million, Dale, last year. Meta made $150 million. So, you know, this is the way forward in terms of supporting media outlets and filling that gap news media outlets need to employ journalists. 50% of New Zealand journalists have been lost over the last 5 to 10 years. I think it's the last 5 years. And this redresses the balance, brings some equity to the marketplace, and is a victory for the little person, for the little guy. And I'm really proud to bring this bill to the table, and I'll be introducing it next week in Parliament.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. All the best for the week ahead. Willie J, we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Right. Willie Jackson is the Minister of Māori Development.